back what he stole from me.
Activists say the decision by Catholic Charities to end its foster care and adoptive services came following an inquiry by a gay couple about adopting a child. Reverend Kirk Lobenstein of Coalition for Economic Justice was the first of several protesters to speak. He's among those urging governments to hold back their funding unless Catholic Charities ensures they will serve all populations.
They closed their foster and adoption care program because of bigotry, because of hatred. And as a United Church of Christ pastor, I want to call them back into love.
Catholic Charities officials say their decision was made to avoid discrimination. CEO Dennis Walczak explains Catholic Charities still serves all who come through their doors, but in the case of adoption, they were unable to reconcile state laws protecting same-sex couples' rights and Catholic teaching, which defines marriage as a union of man and woman. Rather than discriminate, they opted to end the service entirely.
It's not a local decision. It's the teachings of the Catholic Church. And I continue to be in conversation with leadership and try to assure them that we will continue to serve everyone.
Affected clients, Walczak stated, are transitioning into other agencies smoothly, and the process could be completed by next month. Meanwhile, activists are also calling on Bishop Richard Malone to resign. Kathy Amon worked at Catholic Charities for nearly 19 years, but quit last month.
There was an effort in the agency to advocate for this program and for the LGBTQ community. But it became clear that the power lies with the bishop to make any decisions he chooses, no matter the diversity language in our policy and procedure manual.
We'll be back. We'll be back.
Amon says she will no longer donate to Catholic Charities or to the Diocese of Buffalo's Upon This Rock Capital Fund until changes are made. Catholic Charities officials admit they are aware and concerned about how the public will respond when the 2019 appeal formally begins. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.